Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
Want Solana exposure without the hassle of crypto wallets and exchanges? The Solana ETF, ticker SOLZ, provides exposure to one of the fastest blockchain networks right through your brokerage account. No keys, no custody headaches, just straightforward exposure to Solana's ecosystem in your regular portfolio. Consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. Read the prospectus at volatilityshares.com. SOLZ does not invest directly in Solana but gains exposure through futures contracts. Foreside Fund Services, LLC is the distributor.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world. Again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Imagine you're in a large, bustling city for the first time. Around you, buildings tower into the sky, cars honk, and sidewalks are bustling with people. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the noise and the crowd. Yet, when you put on your headphones and play your favorite calming music or devotional, the chaos around you fades. You're in the same city, but your experience has transformed. This shift is much like the peace that God brings into our lives. Amidst life's hustle and uncertainty, His presence offers a profound sense of calm and direction. Today, we'll explore the paths to finding this peace within. Each step will take us on a journey closer to the heart of God, where true peace resides. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, we are reminded in John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. These words are not merely comforting. They are also transformative. They invite us into an experience of peace that alters our reality, that steadies us amidst the storms of life, and that assures us of God's unfailing presence and love. So, let your hearts be open and receptive. We are not just seeking knowledge. We are seeking an encounter with the Prince of Peace himself. Let us journey together with expectant hearts towards a deeper understanding and experience of the peace that Jesus promises, a peace that is ours to claim, to live out, and to share with a world in desperate need. In anticipation of what God is about to do in and through us, let us hold fast to his promise, ready to receive the blessings and the transformative power of his word. Now, let us look at finding peace through trust in God. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Embracing this truth invites us into a life of surrender and faith, where our trust in God paves the way for his divine guidance and peace to flourish in our lives. Trusting in God is similar to navigating a city with confidence, because you have a guide who knows every turn and alley. This trust doesn't mean the streets will become less crowded or the journey less daunting, but rather that our perception of them changes. We walk through the same city streets, but with a sense of peace, knowing we are guided every step of the way. Trust is the bedrock of peace. It shifts our reliance from our finite minds to God's infinite wisdom. We acknowledge his sovereign guidance over the intricate journey of our lives. Our challenges, our fears, and our doubts are not hidden from him. He sees it all, and he guides us through, often taking us by a route we hadn't seen and couldn't have known. The story of Abraham is a beacon of trust in God, called to leave everything familiar behind on the strength of a promise. Abraham stepped into the unknown. This was not a blind leap, but a step taken in trust, knowing the one who promised is faithful. Abraham's journey, marked by both promise and peril, teaches us that peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of trust in God's promises. To cultivate such trust, we engage in daily acts of faith. Prayer becomes our way of talking with God, sharing our deepest concerns and listening for his guidance. Scripture reading turns into an encounter with God's character, his promises, and his plans for us, reassuring us of his presence and provision. Reflection on God's faithfulness in the past becomes a practice of remembrance, strengthening our trust for the future. And in sharing our journey with others, we find encouragement and affirmation of God's work in our lives, reinforcing our trust in him. As our trust deepens, so does our peace. We start to view life's challenges not as reasons for despair, but as opportunities to experience God's guidance and provision firsthand. This trust doesn't remove the obstacles from our path, but changes how we navigate them, enabling us to move forward with a peace that transcends understanding. In trusting God, we find a peace that changes our experience of life, guiding us with confidence and calm, even in the midst of the world's chaos. It's a peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
That comes not from our circumstances, but from our relationship with God, knowing He is with us, leading us every step of the way. My friends, we also need to understand that there is peace that comes from forgiveness. Ephesians 4, verse 32 instructs us, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." This verse not only calls us to embody compassion and forgiveness in our interactions, but also serves as a reminder of the profound grace we ourselves have received through Christ, urging us to extend that same grace to others. Forgiveness is a divine key to unlocking peace within our hearts. It's an act that does not come naturally to us. Rather, it is a choice we make, a choice that liberates us from the heavy chains of bitterness and resentment. Just as God has forgiven us through Christ, we are called to extend that same forgiveness to others. This journey of forgiveness is not just about setting others free, but about releasing ourselves from a prison of perpetual hurt. Imagine carrying a backpack filled with rocks, each rock representing a grievance we hold onto. With every step, the weight drags us down, making our journey through life strenuous and exhausting. Forgiveness is the act of taking these rocks out one by one. It's not about denying the hurt or pretending it never happened, but about choosing to let go and trust God for healing and justice. The story of Joseph is a powerful testament to the strength of forgiveness. Betrayed by his own brothers, sold into slavery, and wrongfully imprisoned, Joseph had every reason to harbor resentment. Yet, when presented with the opportunity for revenge, Joseph chose forgiveness. He recognized that his brothers' actions, though intended for harm, were used by God for a greater purpose. This realization did not diminish the wrong done to him, but allowed Joseph to see beyond his pain to God's comprehensive plan. Joseph's decision to forgive brought about reconciliation and restoration, showcasing the profound peace that comes from letting go of bitterness. Forgiveness does not happen overnight. It is a process, often a painful one, that involves facing our hurt head-on, acknowledging our anger, and then making the conscious decision to release those who have wronged us. This process might require time, and in some cases, the support of trusted friends, family, or counselors. Prayer plays a crucial role in this journey as we seek God's strength to forgive and ask Him to heal our wounded hearts. As we walk the path of forgiveness, we gradually find the weight we've been carrying lightens, allowing us to move forward with freedom and peace. This peace is not a mere absence of conflict, but a deep, abiding presence that fills our hearts. Even in the midst of pain, it is a testament to the power of God's love working within us, transforming our deepest wounds into sources of strength and compassion. In embracing forgiveness, we open ourselves to the peace that God desires for us, a peace that heals, restores, and renews. It is a peace that reflects the heart of the gospel, a message of reconciliation and grace as we forgive. We embody the very essence of Christ's love for us, becoming vessels of his peace in a world desperately in need of it. Let us now seek to understand peace in the midst of trials. James 1, verses 2 to 4, tells us, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." This passage encourages us to view our challenges not as obstacles, but as opportunities for growth, teaching us that through perseverance in faith, we cultivate a deeper, enduring peace within. Trials and tribulations are an integral part of the human experience, shaping and refining us in ways comfort and ease never could. The scripture encourages us to view these trials not as mere obstacles, but as opportunities for growth, understanding that through them, our faith is tested and our character is strengthened. Embracing trials with joy might seem counterintuitive, yet it is in this seemingly contradictory stance that we find a profound secret to peace. Imagine a potter shaping clay. With each press and mold, the clay is transformed into a vessel of beauty and purpose. Similarly, our trials mold and shape us. They are the hands of the divine potter, shaping our character, strengthening our faith, and aligning us more closely with our true purpose. This perspective doesn't diminish the pain or struggle of trials, but offers a hopeful outlook that brings peace amidst the storm. The life of Job is perhaps one of the most striking examples of finding peace in trials. Job's unwavering faith amidst extreme suffering is a testament to the peace that comes from trusting in God's sovereignty, even when we do not understand his ways. Job's story teaches us that peace does not stem from our circumstances, but from our relationship with God. It is a peace grounded in the knowledge that God is with us, that he loves us, and that no trial is beyond his redemptive power. Finding peace in trials involves leaning into our faith, drawing near to God through prayer, and immersing ourselves in his word. It's about seeking solace in the community of believers, sharing our burdens, and drawing strength from one another. Most importantly, it's about surrendering our trials to God, trusting in his ability to bring good out of even the darkest situations. As we navigate the challenges of life, we learn to see trials not as threats to our peace, but as catalysts for growth and deepening faith. This perspective shift doesn't happen overnight. It requires a deliberate choice to trust God and lean on his promises. It's a journey marked by moments of doubt and questioning, yet it is also a journey illuminated by the light of God's presence, guiding us toward a peace that transcends understanding. The peace found in the midst of trials is a testament to the power of faith. It is a peace that says, "Though the storms rage around me, I will not be moved." It is a declaration of trust in the one who holds the stars in place and knows our every need. This peace is not an escape from reality, but an embrace of it, with the confidence that God is working in and through every circumstance for our good and his glory. Now, let us consider living in peace with others. Romans 12, verse 18 urges us, "If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men," reminding us of our responsibility to foster peace and goodwill in every interaction. Living in peace with others is a reflection of our inner peace being projected outward. touching our relationships and interactions. This call to peace isn't conditional on the actions or attitudes of others, but on our commitment to embodying Christ's love and grace in every situation. It's an acknowledgement that peace with others begins within ourselves, rooted in our peace with God. By striving to live in harmony, we not only foster a better environment, but also bear witness to the transformative power of God's love in our lives. The challenge to live peaceably, even amidst disagreement and conflict, tests our character and our faith. It invites us to practice patience, kindness, and forgiveness, mirroring the forgiveness we've received. This doesn't mean compromising our beliefs or condoning injustice, but rather choosing to respond with love and seeking reconciliation whenever possible. It's about making peace an active choice, a deliberate action in our daily lives. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus blessed the peacemakers, calling them children of God. This beatitude underscores the value placed on peace in God's kingdom and our role in fostering it. Being a peacemaker involves active listening, empathy, and most importantly, prayer for wisdom and guidance. It's a role that requires strength and humility, willing to prioritize relationships and unity over being right. Achieving peace with others is a journey marked by successes and setbacks. It requires constant effort and reliance on God's strength, not our own. As we seek to live out this calling, we find that the peace we cultivate with others enriches our own lives, reflecting the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding. It's a testament to the power of God's love at work in us, transforming our hearts and minds to be more like Him. Let us now turn our attention to the role of prayer in maintaining peace. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." This directive invites us into a life of continuous communication with God, where our worries are transformed into prayers, fostering a peace that guards our hearts and minds. Prayer is the lifeline that connects us to the source of all peace, God Himself. It's through prayer that we lay down our worries, fears, and desires at His feet, trusting Him to work in every aspect of our lives. This act of surrender is where peace begins, in the quiet moments of communion with our Creator. Prayer doesn't just change our circumstances. It changes us, aligning our hearts with God's will and granting us the peace that transcends all understanding. In the Garden of Gethsemane, facing the imminent pain of the cross, Jesus prayed. It was through prayer that He found the strength to embrace God's will, showcasing the profound peace that comes from complete surrender to the Father. This example teaches us that in our darkest and most troubled moments, prayer is the beacon that guides us back to peace, reminding us of God's presence and His promises. Prayer for peace is not a one-time act, but a continuous dialogue with God, woven into the fabric of our daily lives. It involves thanksgiving, recognizing God's past faithfulness, and supplication, presenting our needs and the needs of the world around us. Through prayer, we invite God into every situation, confident that He is at work, even when we cannot see the outcome. As we cultivate a life of prayer, we find that peace becomes more than just a fleeting feeling. It becomes a state of being. This peace guards our hearts and minds, guiding us through life's ups and downs with a steady hand. It's a peace that offers comfort in uncertainty, strength in weakness, and hope in despair. Through prayer, we are reminded that we are never alone, that our peace comes from God, who is always with us, always listening, and always working for our good. My friends, let us carry with us the profound understanding that peace is not merely the absence of conflict, but a deep abiding presence within us, secured through our faith in God. This peace, which comes from God, is a testament to the strength and resilience of our spirit in Christ. It is a gift from God, surpassing our circumstances, anchoring us with hope, and guiding us through life's storms with a sense of calm and assurance. May this peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. As you go forth, also remember that peace begins within and radiates outward, influencing every aspect of our lives and the lives of those we touch in every moment, decision, and challenge. Let us lean into the peace God offers, allowing it to transform us and lead us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. You are the Prince of Peace, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and the one who commands the morning and establishes the night. Your greatness is unsearchable, your power unmatched, and your glory fills the earth. I exalt your name above all names, for you alone are worthy of all worship and adoration. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love and mercy that are new every morning. Thank you for the gift of a new day, for the gift of life, for your daily provisions, and for your grace that sustains me and my loved ones. I am grateful for the peace you provide that surpasses all understanding, guarding my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins, for the times I've walked in my own ways. As you forgive me, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me, releasing them while also setting myself free. Father, in this world of turmoil and unrest, I seek the peace that only you can give. Calm the storms within my soul and lead me beside still waters. Restore my spirit and guide me in paths of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke the forces of darkness that seek to steal my peace. I bind every spirit of anxiety, fear, and discord, and I claim your peace, joy, and harmony in my life. I declare victory over the trials that test my faith, and I claim strength and perseverance through your enduring love. Lord, as I face the challenges of life, let your peace reign in my heart. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, and lead me away from temptation. Jehovah Rapha, my healer and the restorer of my soul, in your mighty and compassionate name, I seek your healing touch upon my life. Heal my body from every sickness, my mind from every turmoil, and my heart from every hurt. As you have promised, let your healing balm flow through me, mending what is broken and soothing what is in pain, for in your presence there is fullness of joy, health, and peace. Shield me from harm, and protect me in my comings and goings. I pray for the same blessings upon my loved ones. May your peace surround them, your protection cover them, and may your healing touch restore them. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking for your Holy Spirit to fill us, guide us, and empower us. Grant us peace that endures, faith that overcomes, and love that conquers all. Together, we claim victory over our challenges, declare healing for our bodies and minds, and celebrate the peace you bestow upon us. Merciful Father, protect us, lead us, and let your will be done in our lives as we walk in obedience to your word. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, It opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.